Hello, this is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we're just having a fun time. We're here at Rhema recording, and I'm with Leanne Sosby, and my friend and mentor, and it's just so good to have you here. And I know you were talking about your story yesterday, and if you haven't been listening, just go back on the archives. It's online at billybrim.org, and you can listen to what we've been talking about the beginning of this week. And you were talking about this, you know him in your story.
So yesterday we were talking about the story of how God began to deal with me about John chapter 14, verse 17, about the Spirit of truth the world doesn't see or know, but you know him, and he's going to live and dwell on the inside of you. And that was Jesus speaking before he had died and died for us. And he was letting everyone know that you know the Spirit of God. You know this, the Holy Ghost. And I'll never forget, I was telling the story about how that years ago I was sitting in prayer school. And I began to tell the Lord, I don't feel like I know you. And in telling him I didn't feel like I knew him, I began to tell him about how, you know, I was in services, the glory cloud would come in and Brother Hagin would be, oh, the glory's here, and I would be so upset that I wouldn't be able to see the glory. And then there have been times I've been in the services where the healing anointing has come, and I always have to wait till someone says from the platform, oh, the healing anointing's here, and I would just get so aggravated. And I would tell the Lord, if I know you so well, why don't I know when the healing anointing is present? Why do I have to wait till someone says it? If I know you so well, why can't I see the glory cloud and see it before somebody else has to tell me it's here? And then I never see it even when they say it. And, you know, and so I know we all want to grow spiritually and go further in God. And so I would, and, you know, I've made mistakes in my life. And it's like, if I know you so well, why have I made mistakes and things? And so I was talking to the Lord and that day in prayer school and just, you know, telling him, I don't feel like I know you. And that then all of a sudden he spoke to my heart. And like Hannah said, you know, I told the whole full story part of it yesterday, but I will never forget, you know, he's speaking to my heart, and because he told me, he said, Leanne, you're calling me a liar. And I was like, no, I'm not. I don't feel like I know you. If I know you so well, why don't I see the glory cloud? Why don't I sense the healing anointing? Why have I made mistakes? You know, and I kept going on and on about it. And then he said to me, he was, Leanne, how did you get saved? And it took me a minute, but it dawned on me, oh dear, how did I get saved? I confessed the word. I confessed what the word said. And it was like, duh, here I am, a Rhema graduate, been out in the ministry. And are you kidding me? I know how to believe God and confess the word over healing for my body. I know how to do it for my finances, for favor in my life. But when it came to my walk and my relationship with God, I didn't operate in faith about it. And as I said yesterday, I would look at Brother Hagin in his walk and be like, oh, I wish I had a walk with God like that. I would look at your grandmother and go, oh, how wonderful, look at her walking God. And it made me hunger after God more, watching their walks and listening to the minister. But there was a longing, and sometimes I felt like I was never going to be there. But I'll never forget it when I got revelation of the scripture, you know, that I know him. I know the Spirit of God. And so that meant I couldn't go by my feelings. I couldn't go by what others thought or what I thought. I had to go by what the Word said. And so I'll never forget it. That afternoon after prayer school, when I got the revelation of that scripture, I'll never forget walking in to my room that night at home. I said, Holy Ghost, guess what I found out today? I found out that I know you. And like I said yesterday, I would love to say that the room shook, a dove flew by the window or nothing happened, but I didn't let that move me, because the word is what we're supposed to stand on. The word is our reality. And so I just kept speaking, I'm so glad that I know you. You're more real to me than anything else in life. And what I was doing is I was speaking by faith. I'm speaking what the word says. If the word says that I know the Spirit of God, then I know him. I know my mother. I know my father. When they call me, I know their voices, you know? And so it's like, and in the spirit, though, sometimes we'll separate it and make ourselves feel like we don't know the Spirit of God. Well, Jesus said we know the Holy Ghost. So we've got to act in faith, walk in faith like we know him. And when we do, he shows up. And so I'll never forget it. 2 weeks had went by since I had gotten the revelation of this, and because I changed the way I talked. Every day I began to speak out of my heart how I know the Holy Ghost. I started praying different. I started praying from a place of faith. I know Him. And I'll never forget it. 2 weeks goes by, and at that time we had prayer school Monday through Friday here on campus. Now we just have it Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. But at that time it was Monday through Friday, and I was, I'll never forget going into a service, and I had led the praise and worship. I sat down, and the minister began to speak on prayer. And as he began to speak on prayer, I'm sitting there, and I'm his assistant. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I looked over, because there's a door right up in the corner of the room, and I started seeing smoke coming through the cracks of the door. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, something's on fire in the hallway. And I was like, why aren't the ushers doing something? And I know that, you know, they know that when something's going on, crazy or something happening in the service that needs to be dealt with, look at me, and I'm supposed to tell them what to do, because I was, you know, the assistant to the one that was speaking that day. And I'm seeing the smoke coming through the cracks of the door. And you know how you can have so many thoughts at one time. And right. Yeah, you know, and all these thoughts came through my mind of, oh, dear Lord, we need to evacuate the building. Something is on fire. Why aren't the ushers looking at me? Do I need to run up and interrupt the speaker? What do I need to do? And then all of a sudden I realized that the smoke that was coming through the cracks of the door was filling the room, and over on the left side of where it was at, the people were looking straight through it. And I thought to myself, why aren't those people doing something? Then all of a sudden I got spiritual. And I realized, duh, it is the glory of God. And so I'm sitting there watching the glory of God fill the room. And it was like, oh, I was just so excited. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden it came to the platform, and the glory of God, you know, throughout the scripture, it talks about how the glory of God will appear like smoke, a cloud, a mist. And that's exactly what it looked like. It was like a smoke, a cloud, and it filled the whole place, and it came over the platform. And I'll never forget it. The minister that day, he stopped and he goes, well, the glory of God has come in the room. And I remember sitting there on the front row thinking on the inside, ha, I saw it before you did. And I was just so excited. I was like, thank God. I didn't have to wait for somebody else to reveal something or say something to me, but I was growing in God. And how important it is for us to confess what the Word says. And the Word says that we know the Spirit of God. Now I know we don't go and seek after signs. We don't try to seek after, oh, I got to see the glory. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And when you seek Him, all that He is added unto us. And when the more you walk in your relationship with God and you grow in your relationship with God, who He is will begin to be manifested in such a way. And it gets to the place, the more that you grow in Him, He becomes your full reality. That God is our reality. His Word is reality to us. And it has to be more real to us than anything else in this natural realm. So knowing the Spirit of God has changed the course of our life, my husband and I's ministry, and it's just been a wonderful journey, because from that day forward, I began to walk in a place of such faith, and it affected me when I was on the crusade team traveling with Brother Hagin when I was called upon to do things. I'll never forget it. I looked at the guy that was in, is it okay that I keep talking?
Yes, keep going.
Okay, I don't want to talk too much, but I'll never forget the day that when I was in the Rhema Singers and Band, and I went up to the guy that was in charge of the music. And I told him, I said, you know, if you ever don't know what to do, just look at me and I'll have it. He looked at me and he goes, girl, you're crazy. And I said, I know, but you know what? I know the Holy Ghost. And we just started laughing because he's my buddy, you know. But I told him, I said, Philip, we know the Holy Ghost. And, you know, being on the road with Brother Hagin, you know, we'd always have our worship set of songs. But then right after that, you know, we'd do announcements, whatever and stuff. And then Brother Hagin always wanted us to come back up and sing a couple of songs to set the platform for him so that, you know, he could just walk out on the anointing. And so there would be times that we we would go to services, and you know, sometimes you go to church and they, you could tell some of the people are really not wanting to hear us sing. They're really wanting just Brother Hagin to speak. They've come to hear the prophet. Everybody quit singing, you know, and so they're almost sitting down on us, so to speak, and they're not getting involved with what we're doing. And what is sad is some didn't realize that that's what Brother Hagin wanted us to do. He wanted us to set the platform for him. He wanted us to usher in the glory of God, the anointing, so that he as a prophet could just walk right out on that platform and minister from that place. And so sometimes it was hard getting the people to go with us. And so there was the day that I wished I had not told Philip that, you know, you look at me, I'll have it. I know the Holy Ghost because he called on me all the time. And, but there was, I tell you what, there were so many times that I had to step up by faith and speak out of my heart by faith, that even though I felt like I didn't know what needed to be done in the meeting, but I would step up by faith and thank God for the Holy Ghost, because he'll fill your mouth. And when you're in faith, it gives him the opportunity to speak through you. So wonderful times in knowing the Holy Ghost.
That's really good. I was thinking of how you, you know, sometimes like being with Mimi, like she'll just say, okay, you have got something, you know, with our family, if we're in meetings, and you could say, well, I really don't. But I remember I was like, I don't feel like I have anything. But I remember you saying, you know, if you're in leadership and you're serving someone, or, and they ask you if you have something, then you, by faith, you have it. You know,
yeah.
And just like, I don't know, we were talking about, I don't know what people do without the Holy Ghost. And I don't know if they're just too afraid to, you know, just step out or trust. Mm-hmm. And you were talking yesterday in prayer school here about, you know, practice it in your time with the Lord. You know, when your personal time and your
practice
private, your private life, mm-hmm. when no one's around, just, you know, speaking to yourselves, you know, in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and just flowing with the Holy Ghost, you
yes.
know, and just trusting in that, that mm-hmm. confidence to step out, especially for these last days, you know,
mm-hmm.
for this generation.
It's
and
vital.
Brother Hagin said, if it's not taught, it's got to be, what was that saying? Something like,
he said, if he didn't teach the flow of the Holy Ghost, that it would be lost to this generation.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful he did teach it. And it's not lost.
Right.
We've
not.
Got it.
Yeah, we do.
We know the Spirit of Truth. Thank God he lives and dwells on the inside of us.
Yeah, that's awesome. I just remembered that story you were talking about when they said you had something, and you, something about where's the church today, you know, that story.
Oh my goodness, yes.
But you don't have to, but I know it involves, you said my grandma was there, and
oh yeah,
you were,
we
just
can tell
your
it.
Flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll tell it tomorrow. But
yeah.
Stay tuned, because we've been, you can go online and listen to the archives at billybrim.org and just listen and just the stories, and I know that the Holy Spirit will just minister to you. And this is the information for Miss Leanne is Soesby Ministries International.com, and their number is 855-771-5267, and just her information there. And also Billy Brim Ministries, like I said, you can go online, and our number is 417-336-4877. And I'm so thankful to have you here. It's just been such a blessing. It's such an honor. And so stay tuned and listen tomorrow. Thank you.